You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. And welcome back to the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'm a sophomore here at Tufts, and I'm joined by some special guests today. Three of my friends from high school who just graduated. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves? Or,
I'm Sean Freeman. I just graduated from high school, going to Medford High. Next year, I'll be attending UMass Lowell for engineering.
Aren't all of you guys going to UMass Lowell?
Yeah, for engineering.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Joey over here is going to be in my dorm.
Yeah.
You're
quad.
Joking.
No,
I'm serious. That's insane. Wait, no, you're like actually in the same.
Yeah, we're rooming together.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Catch us in Leech Hall next year.
Wow. All right. Well, I bet. Actually, it's weird. The UMass Lowell radio station is on the exact same frequency as us. So we actually interfere with each other like halfway in between here and UMass Lowell.
Well, that's going to be very fun.
Yeah, my mic is being really. Damn it. There we go.
I thought you said no swearing.
That's fine. Like, damn, it's fine, I think.
I hope. Find out later.
Yeah. I think it's just like the words, you know, that you can't say.
The sailor words.
Yeah. You know,
the seven sailor words.
I can't do that properly. What are the other ones? There's like...
I was like... Yeah. Like that.
That's like one of the best...
Generic ship noises.
Like, that's actually one of the best episodes of SpongeBob, in my opinion. Just because it's so clever.
Episode, yeah.
Oh, man. Is that the... That's the one with eels and escalators, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
Old Man Jenkins.
Yes. And Old Man Jenkins and his jalopy. It's perfect. You guys, do you guys have anything to say, or?
I'm Joseph Aguido.
Oh yeah, we didn't finish the, intros.
All right, yeah, my bad. Right. I am Tiger Chin, aka Lewis Chin, the man, the myth, the legend.
He's not.
I graduated from Medford High with these goons, 2 days ago or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was 2 days
These
ago.
These goons.
Yeah. And I'm Joseph Aguido, also graduated from Medford High, and I'm also going to UMass Lowell.
Yes, you all. Yes, you all graduated from Medford High, and you all are going to UMass Lowell. We get it.
However, I am not rooming with them, though.
You're not? So, why aren't you? Them?
Catch me in Fox Hall.
So how did that happen? How did you get into your own?
Well, I committed late to, but also, I kind of do want to just sort of, like, be on my own for at least a semester. And I think what's going to happen is me and Anthony are both doing a living learning community. Mm-hmm. So we'll be with people from our major. And then next semester, I think me and Anthony are going to pair up. And then the two of us will room with two other random people from there. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how that
That's
works
cool.
out.
Yeah. That's cool. From what I've heard that works like really well. I think Darren was in one of those this year and he really dug it. So.
I mean, I heard that the dorms were, like, nicer than the regular dorms, so that's pretty enticing.
Yeah, I can imagine. Also, I just want to point out the fact that my mom texted me and goes, they didn't finish intros, like, 2 minutes ago. I think that's fantastic. Cool.
I love it. Disorganization. Yeah.
College transitions, dorms. We're going to talk about a lot more of this after this small musical interlude. Here's the Beastie Boys with No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah!
That definitely was not the sound right at the end of me getting an email. We play all of this off of vinyl.
So, a little known fact, the Beastie Boys actually did have that on their first album. It was the sound of a doorbell. They were recording in their house and the pizza guy came.
And they just loved it. They loved the additional beat so much.
You just don't mess with perfection.
Perfectly.
Don't mess with success.
That's what happens when you record things in your kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as we all know, License to Ill was recorded inside the Beastie Boys, inside MCA's kitchen. So over the break, we were talking about rap, of course, because of this lovely song. And Sean informed us that they wrote a... How would you describe it, Sean?
A health project, I guess. I really don't know how else to describe it.
But what is it? What is it?
So we had to write a rap for health and remix a rap in order to support like gender equality and stuff like that.
Perfect.
So we took one of Eminem's songs and decided to just like flip the entire thing upside down. Yeah.
Then let's hear it. Let's hear it.
All right, I'll just, I'm not gonna rap.
I'll give you a dramatic reading. That's all we need.
Dramatic reading. Y'all act like you never seen a male feminist before. Jaws all on the floor, like gender police just burst in the door and started respecting women better than before. Oh. They first were enrolled, gently placing her over furniture. Ah, it's the return of the, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, respect for everyone. Dr. Dre's not dead. There's a gender-neutral party in my basement. Menace love Eminem. Chicka chicka Slim Shady. I'm so proud of him. Look at him walking around respecting you-know-what, respecting you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your health classrooms. And I'm gonna turn it over to Tiger, because this was also part his, too.
I don't even know where you left off.
Sometimes
I want to get on TV and just preach equality.
Oh.
But it's cool for Trump not to issue an apology.
Yeah.
My mind is on the left. My mind is on the left. And if we're lucky, you might just conserve a little less.
Oh.
That's a message that we deliver to little kids and expect them not to know what genderqueer really is.
That's perfect.
Ooh.
That's perfect.
Respect.
I think we have a new mixtape coming. Fall 2016.
Yeah. See, that's what I loved. Like at Medford High, all of our health classes are abstinence only, but they kind of, instead of being lame about it, they talk about like gender equality, you know, which I think is like really cool, you know. They kind of bring it into some cool new stuff.
Did you not get a text?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, Emma just told me that the rap was great.
Oh.
Are people actually listening?
Yeah.
Shout out to Emma Whistler.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Out on I won't say her street name because might say. Yeah, mom
but also don't
say
do that. that's just a bad idea in
number.
General. Yeah. 555-555.
617-627-3800.
Don't give out the listener line. I'm obligated to answer. If that happens.
Emma got a shout out.
I hate you. Don't text anyone that number.
I'm going to put it on my Twitter. Follow me, Joe Aguito.
There's actually a billboard on the highway being constructed.
Yes, of the WMFO listener line.
Friday mornings, 10 a.m.
Hour. Just of my face. I would love if there was a billboard just of my face.
Well, we already did it, so you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it cost us like $3,000. You're welcome.
So that's actually pretty cheap, I feel.
Speaking of Emma, actually, at graduation, her family got these giant cutout heads of her. She walked on stage and then they held them all up. And like, I didn't get to see this, but I was told this. It was apparently like hysterical. And then she was just like, oh my God. Like her face was just
that's
priceless.
Amazing.
Yeah, as we were walking up to the seats, I saw someone like those little face posts. I'm like, who did that?
Yeah.
That's
are we talking Emma Whistler?
Yeah, we're talking about Emma Whistler.
We were on the topic of giant head billboards and Emma Whistler, so I decided.
I mean, it works pretty well considering you guys graduated 2 days ago.
2 days, yeah.
2 days ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Emma, everyone's going to know now.
Some families...
Like 13 people.
Some families went like really all out with the shout outs to like...
Oh, I know.
Like there were three kids. I think their last names like were the same. I guess they were in the same family, like three kids all together. And one family like in the corner just went ballistic every time one of them was called. And it was like three kids in a row.
I feel like that happens a lot. Like every single year, there's always that one fan. That just, like, one goes,
oh, it's a competition. 100%.
I forget which graduation it was. It was probably, it might have been my sister's graduation, where one family brought vuvuzelas.
Oh.
And when their kids went on, they like you just heard like like coming out of the audience.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty intense actually. Graduation.
Yes.
College transitions.
Notice the
summer.
I've eaten a lot of ice cream since I've graduated.
Oh yeah.
That's only been 2 days.
I know. Abnormal.
What are you averaging? Like per hour, how much ice cream are you consuming? God.
I mean, if I had to spread it out, it would definitely be like a scoop an hour or something.
That's
like
a spoonful. Pretty
that's a
intense.
Lot of ice cream.
A spoonful an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
So that means over 2 days, you've eaten 48 spoonfuls of ice cream.
Absolutely. Wait, when was the Scooper Bowl?
Oh, Scooper Bowl was yesterday.
No, we went.
Oh.
Tuesday.
Oh, that was last
Tuesday.
Week. Or
no, it was this week.
Wait, was Scooper Bowl like? Is it a multi-day event?
Yeah.
I've actually never been.
It ended yesterday.
Mm.
I think it was like Tuesday to Thursday.
Hmm.
But we got a lot of ice cream.
I know. I think David went the other day for lunch because he's interning at Liz Warren's office. Shout out to David Tisco.
Hmm.
Which is like right next to it. So instead of eating lunch, he just went to the Scooper Bowl. I've actually never been to the Scooper Bowl. Is it like a Ben and Jerry's thing? Is it a...
It's
every single ice cream
thing.
Company imaginable in like the local area.
That's little, interesting.
It's a little stretch.
That's look. Interesting.
Okay.
Every it's ice, a lot cream of ice cream store. Everyone, Joe.
Yeah, every single ice every cream single store one. In the entire world.
There's not one missing.
Nope.
Huh.
There's a all lot right. of ice cream.
Here's here right. we go. I'm going to bring it into some music right now.
All
right. And we're going to figure out something to talk about. Here is Guns on the Roof by The Clash from the album Give 'Em Enough Rope. Amazing song.
Hopefully it's the right song.
The truth. Dance, dance.
And we're back. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. For those of you who are just tuning in, which are probably none of you.
Well, one of them is Joseph Hafner. I know that.
Good. Yeah. I've never met a Joseph Hafner.
He's very white.
He's not that important.
He's very white.
Okay.
Very cool. Pale.
Zach, I got a question.
Yes.
Can you check how many viewers we have?
Yes. Well, I can check the online ones. I can't check the actual radio ones. There are 6 online ones.
Ooh, we're famous.
5 of them on the mobile stream, 1 of them on the high quality stream, 0 on the MP3 stream. Aw. Yeah.
That must mean
obviously
the
we can't check like the radio
like
ones.
The regular radio.
The rest of them are on actual radios. They're playing it like old school.
Nice.
They could be in their cars potentially.
So what I'm hearing is we're famous.
We're famous. Yeah.
We're famous.
That's what usually happens. 6 is actually like a pretty good number. During my show over the year, which was granted at 7 a.m., we were averaging like 3. So
I hate to break it to you, but 3 of those viewers are us.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
I just have it pulled up on my phone.
If I was going to high school at 8 every day, I would not listen to a 7 a.m. radio show.
I did.
I would not
you
get
asked
up.
Me to. So
well, every
I
time I asked you guys, you did, and I'm happy about that.
I think my dad's listening to the radio right now.
Awesome.
My dad.
Hi. There you go.
You got a shout out.
My parents always listen, and I never remind them that I have a show, but they always listen somehow.
Shout out to Nicole Chin and Chris Freeman, who are currently in school, because they did not graduate.
Okay. Is your sister in high school?
Nah, she's in 8th grade.
Oh, okay.
Hey, my mom's listening, guys.
Yay.
I just got a text.
Hi, Mrs. Freeman.
Hi, Ms. Freeman.
Hi, Mrs. Freeman.
Hi, Chuck Chin.
I don't know if my dad's listening or not, or Chris, but hello if you're there.
Isn't Chris in school?
Yeah he's probably in school.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, it's a weird like learning curve, right? To realize
Remember
that everyone's
in
school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because usually when you're not in school, other people aren't in school. And then you realize, oh, I'm not in school anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, also, I never have to go back.
I would also like to give a shout out to my mom. She's also listening.
Oh. Okay, do you guys want to just get all the... we probably have gotten all the shout-outs done.
Yeah, right? I think we're done.
Shout-out to Zach's dog.
That happened to me a lot, like the first couple times I was on the show. Or not this station, but when I've guest starred on Eli's radio station a lot last year.
Down at Swarthmore.
Down at Swarthmore, and I did a lot of shout-outs.
Nice.
Yeah, stuff happens. What you guys don't know is that we're actually performing all of this music live.
Yep.
These are all covers.
Sean is on bass.
Yeah.
Vito on guitar.
No, yeah. I'm on drums.
Oh, of course.
I produce. That's all I do.
Yeah.
I don't actually perform anything. I just produce.
And Sean's our singer.
That's not untrue, you know? That's mm-hmm. not untrue.
Yeah.
What is that?
So what is the official graffiti policy?
What is the official graffiti policy? I think it's... You can't graffiti... We're talking about the graffiti policy of the studio. For those of you who have never seen the inside of this studio before, there's a lot of graffiti everywhere. And I'm pretty sure that's true with every studio everywhere. But I'm pretty sure it's like anything painted dark blue, you can't write on. So like all these pillars and stuff. And then like the ceiling, you can do anything on the ceiling and you can do anything on the walls. But not the light blue stuff for some reason. I think it's because of like structural integrity, maybe. I don't know, because all of those things seem to be giant beams that will fall. But there's some interesting graffiti here. Some of which I think is like social commentary. Others I'm pretty sure is just like not. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, I like the Iron Man. There's a little Iron Man reading an Iron Man comic book in the corner. I like that one.
I like the Abe Lincoln under him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Fan of Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, I like the Abe Lincoln, the Harry Potter. There's a lot of James Bond in the corner, which is kind of weird. And then you see that little troll there? For those of you at home, there's a little troll that I'm pointing to on the wall. Whoever drew that also drew the same thing in a bathroom stall, like further into campus, like in the door, and it's like giant and it covers the entire door and it just says don't fall in. And the weird thing about it is like it's a really small bathroom stall, so you walk in and close the door behind you, and then like you turn around and it's just like this giant troll, and you were not expecting this giant troll, and it's just like don't fall in. I'm like, thank you, I guess. Yeah, it's cool stuff. So you guys excited for school?
I mean,
I feel like
I guess.
I've said the word school a lot, but okay.
Definitely.
I guess is a good answer, I think.
Yeah. Excited for this unlimited meal plan.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to have a lot of fun with that.
So much food.
There's an ice cream machine in there. I'm a huge fan of ice cream, in case this hasn't come across yet.
So when I first got to school, I was like, there's no way that I could ever have ice cream every day. Nope.
Wait, soft serve or hard serve?
Soft serve. Oh, yeah. Soft serve every day.
Do they even have, like, hard serve ice cream machines?
No. Well, I'm pretty sure that's impossible. You can have a tub of...
Yeah.
Which, that happens occasionally. There's Sundays, you know?
Okay.
But,
Sundays are okay.
Yeah, Sundays are cool, but... But soft serve every day is a dangerous thing. Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
I'm pretty sure I haven't gained any weight at all as school goes on, which I'm really proud of.
Yeah.
But
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, school. Unlimited meal plans. What, Joey, for those of you interested, Joey is flailing his tongue. Put your pants on, Joey.
My pants are on, dude.
No, they aren't, Joey. God.
This is how you get kicked out of Studio A.
This
Joe.
Is how it, this
but
is.
No one can see us.
This is how you get kicked out of Studio A.
This is how you, the people in Studio A can see you, and this is how you get kicked out. Oh, who's that at the door? Oh, Alec. What is that? Wait, F. I had a really good thing planned, but then.
Smooth transition.
Man, yeah, I forgot to put up the slider. Oh, who's that at the door? Oh, Alec, do you have something to say?
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Zach, who was that at the end? Didn't sound like Alec.
It was definitely not Alec. I don't know who just walked in. Bye, Alec. Thank you. That was very informative. I'll never wear a fur coat again. So there's our one FCC mandate for the remainder of the show.
What? Oh my gosh.
We're doing one more.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Wow, Steven Tyler, can you guys believe it?
I know, he just dropped by
just
with
dropped
a full
by.
Band and everything.
And just left immediately. That was uncanny.
Yeah.
That was truly. Uncanny. That was most certainly Steven Tyler entering the building.
Mm-hmm. Totally not like a recording or anything.
Not a recording.
No.
How would I get a recording? Why would Steven Tyler, known alcoholic, maybe... Probably not.
Most likely.
I feel.
What if he's listening?
Shoot.
He's going to get mad at us and turn the station
man.
Off if he's listening.
No, yeah. He should be listening. He just walked out the door.
That's
true.
He just left. No. We know, unless he got into his car.
He could be on the mobile.
Could be that one.
That's true. There is the mobile. Oh my gosh. What if Steven Tyler is the mobile listener? The world may never know. Oh man. Okay, later. I'll do that one later. Okay. I mean, we'll have that special guest later in the show.
Look, pal, you're going to have to wait outside the door, all right?
wait till you see who that one is. Wow, I had a song picked out, but then I was like, maybe not.
So now we'll just be creating... small talk and noises while Zach finds his.
Well, song. Do you guys have a song you want to hear? Do any of the listeners at home have a song they want to hear?
Well, any music that I like is going to be shut down immediately.
That's
he's a fan of country.
That's 100% true. Yes. Every song you say is going to get shut down immediately.
Yep.
Do either of you?
On the spot.
On the spot. This is really kind of difficult.
This is pretty difficult. Yeah.
Wait. Why do I have?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Hold on. We're going into some.
Don't Stop Believing.
No.
Okay.
that might be worse than country. Oh no. Yeah. No. See, the problem is that I went into my I went into the random vinyl box. The Discovery Weekly vinyl box.
You had to put on a blindfold, so.
Yeah, right? You have to put on a blindfold before you go into that box.
Do we take requests from people?
It depends on the request. What'd they request? Okay, I take that as that no one actually requested anything.
Oh, no, yeah, it was just a question.
Oh. I don't care.
It's on the theme of today.
No, I'll do it, yeah. That's actually great. No, that's a good...
I'm just surprised. The amount of vinyl that's in this building is insane.
And I don't actually have that one. Oh actually, no, I do. Woo! Preparedness. That's what we exemplify here on the Astro Hour. We just when that music turns on, we really we figure out what to do. You know, we plan profusely
of what
we're going to talk about.
It's not spontaneous
at all.
The
night before, we just sit down and gather just a solid plan of what we want to accomplish here today.
I made a playlist last night of 100 different songs that we could play, when really we only have the time to play about like four, you know?
Yeah.
It's 100% preparedness.
That is.
Very prepared.
So, yep. All right.
Zach just looks for his watch and there's no watch.
Yeah. I do not have a watch now.
Wait, where's your watch? You usually have a watch.
Yeah, I can't wear it in the summer.
See, my level of...
Oh, because you get
a really ugly tan line.
See, I don't care about that. Like, last year, for some reason, I stopped wearing a watch this year, but last year I was wearing it, like, every day, and over the summer I had, like, a fantastic tan line there. I loved
it. Amazing.
See, to me, tan lines are all, like, I love having tan lines because it just shows people how much I tan, you know? Whereas, like, other times they'll just be like, no, you don't tan at all. I'm like, no, I really do. Like,
I have some pretty bad tan lines.
Oh, yeah.
From crew.
Yeah, from crew. I get that. That's, for those at home, Joey just kind of peeked his shirt just so that we could see his tan line. It was very impressive.
Yes.
Yeah. The tank tan line. You see, at crew, I would always get like really bad farmer's tans, and I kind of do still. Because like I wouldn't wear like tanks or unis or anything. I would just wear like short sleeve shirts.
Yeah. Zach, have you ever gone in the Mystic?
I went in the Malden. You guys jumped in yesterday,
yeah,
right?
We all jumped in, of you.
That's stupid.
We did jump in.
Are you contagious still, or
there's a 0% chance my girlfriend's touching me for the next year?
All right, anyway.
There's some pictures from it, though.
Yeah.
Because I did a flip.
Yeah, you did a flip? Wow, that's actually fantastic.
It looks like Liam's about to kick you.
Wait, is that the one
with
Liam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. For those of you at home, there's a picture I'm looking at right now of Sean upside down going into the Mystic River. So that's actually amazing.
Yeah.
See, my feel is like that's actually really shallow. Like, that area.
It is extremely shallow, that area.
Like... Did you guys like touch the bottom?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
How it's just like feet.
It's like mush.
Like 10 feet of like mush.
Yeah.
It's not, there's no like solid ground. It's just dead lily pads.
You found a rock. I stood on, yeah.
No.
I was able
Good.
To stand on that.
Good. But, that's for the best, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's the worst idea you guys have ever come up with. Yeah. I didn't go into the Mystic. I got thrown into the Malden. Your freshman year, my sophomore year, once we won GBLs.
Yeah.
And then never again.
Really?
And I'm really happy about that, actually. There was this big thing. It might have been, I think it was my sophomore year, maybe my freshman year, when it was my birthday. I think it was my freshman year because it was my birthday. And they were like, oh, Zach, like, you're getting thrown in. Like, you're getting thrown in. Like, and then they just didn't. I'm like, okay. I can accept that.
Joe actually still hasn't gone in.
I have not yet once.
Yeah, going to practice yesterday.
I mean, like, part of you might feel like, oh man, like, this is a rite of passage that, like, I'm missing out on. Don't think that way, because it's
absolutely
terrible.
Absolutely what I thought. That's how I ended up in.
It's terrible.
I kind of want to do it, though.
I mean, it's bad. This point, you've kind of missed your opportunity anyway.
No,
so.
I can still go there.
Are they doing fun rows?
Yeah, that was this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should have came.
I mean, we didn't really row as much of play can jam and spike ball in the boat yard as opposed to like it
play
really
can jam in the boat yard.
Yeah, it really. I mean, like, not in dangerous. The boat yard, yeah. But like in outside. The boat area,
like the parking lot.
It was it really turned into like it turned from practice into just these set group of people who decided to hang out after school from the hours of 4 to 6, and it was like,
I think we rode one time, that's it.
Yeah, we rode like once or something like that.
All right, well, good for that.
Yeah,
doing any like sculling or something? Or
no, we did an all captain's boat.
That's cool.
Oh yeah, we did.
That's fun.
Well, we actually during one of our races we did the captain's quad.
Yeah,
we hit a tree.
No, Tiger hit a tree.
Yeah. How?
It okay, was, because wait, Joe you, decided to dig his
was,
oar in.
No,
oh, wait, was it a straight quad? Or
yeah, it was the straight quad. Tiger cool. steering.
Yeah.
Apparently, wait, who's the fourth captain?
Nick Collins.
Nick Collins. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Apparently, the steering in that boat also doesn't work, so...
These three boys, it should be pointed out, were also three of the four captains of the Medford High School crew team, as I was last year.
Yeah.
And Sean also was last year. And
the year before that.
You were too, Joey, right? Or no,
just this year.
Okay. And, so, Sean, you were 3 years in a row from sophomore year up.
Yeah.
Who else did some of it? Was it Robbie?
Robbie was 2 years, I think.
Robbie was 2 years, yeah. I think Gabe was just his senior year.
Was it?
Yeah.
I saw Gabe at graduation 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, his brother Jeremy graduated.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't even know he had a brother. So. Stuff happens.
I remember there was a big fiasco last season because they didn't, the kids on the team didn't know that you had to, re-elect captains if you still wanted them to be your captain.
Yeah.
So, it was halfway through the voting process, and I had mentioned it, and I was trying not to be, campaigning for myself, but, I was like, you guys do know I have to be reelected or else I won't be captain next year, right? And they were like, oh, geez, you should have told me, or I would have voted for you.
Like, so there I was thought a big Joe fiasco. Voted for you.
Right.
It's like, I thought Tiger voted
for
you.
Yeah, it was a big fiasco of,
that's interesting, yeah.
Well, no one voted, it was funny.
That is interesting.
It worked out.
Yeah, the campaigning thing. In retrospect, I really wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's not talk about that. Yeah. Yeah, people do crazy things.
People do.
I'm looking through all the... That was definitely not the sound of an email going through.
That was the
through.
Wind chimes outside.
That was, yes. Yeah. The many... I feel like someone just reached enlightenment.
Yeah. Did someone have any good ideas over here?
Yeah. I mean, but that's a serious question. Did someone have any good ideas? We're running out of things.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors, tournament.
Sean just threw down rock.
Best two out of three.
All
right, ready?
Okay, wait. We gotta do this properly.
Wait. The match is 1-1. Winner takes all on this next round. All
right.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? All right, let's go. He's warming up.
Yes!
And Sean throws down the scissors.
There we go.
All right, Sean and Tiger.
That is amazing. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Hang on. Okay, scissors.
Rock, scissors, Tiger takes it.
All right, Tigers.
All right.
Shoot down nice
fingers,
paper.
Stretch all the fingers.
Paper.
Rock. And there we go when Tiger throws down the scissors. There we go. All
right,
it is Tiger and Joey now. It should be noticed that Tiger does have a little bit of an affinity for scissors. There we go, though. Tiger threw down the paper.
All right.
Even, this is for the gold.
Oh, he got it.
And Joey does it, throwing down scissors while Tiger throws down paper. That was an intense minute and a half. I'm really proud of that.
I thought that would be a little bit longer, though.
Actually, the amount of the song that played was 53 seconds, so it probably wasn't even a minute and a half. There we go.
The other day, we actually we were playing Spoons in our calculus class, card game Spoons, and there was a dispute over who won and who got the spoon or whatever, because we were playing with markers, so the cap would break off and they would be like, oh, does the big part count or does the cap count? So they did rock, paper, scissors, shoot to decide who won it. And there's two of the kids ended up getting 9 times. They picked the exact same thing in a row. It was so intense.
It was very intense.
It was after every single
now,
one.
What is the probability of that happening?
It's like one. It was like 243, I think, or something like that.
No, it was in the thousands.
Oh,
that's intriguing. Okay. It was insane.
In the thousands.
Yeah. One in a thousand, something like that.
Well.
And we did.
Probability. I feel like Miss Chen must have calculated that out.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She was like, what's the probability? And
she's fantastic.
She did some sort of math. Yeah.
She's amazing. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Very true.
Miss Chen, for those at home, is a calculus teacher.
She is.
AP Calc. I never took AP Calc. I had Miss Needham. Go Jumbos. I love Miss Needham.
You got paid to say that.
Yeah.
I did not get paid to say Go Bows. I will say that very openly. That was good.
I feel like if Anthony was here, he would just be talking about Coca-Cola the whole time, or trying to work Coca-Cola into his.
Why?
He bought 5 shares of Coca-Cola because he wanted them, and like
he was trying to decide between buying stocks in Ferrari and Coca-Cola. So he settled on Coca-Cola.
Those are interesting choices. Yeah.
So now all he does is promote Coca-Cola, and he's like, oh, what are you drinking there? You know, it'd be refreshing, a nice cup of Coca-Cola. It's like, anytime anyone brings Pepsi, he's like, oh no, it's disgusting, get that away from here.
When did he buy these?
That was a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago? Well, yeah. I will say they've gone up by a few cents. Yeah. So there we go.
I think he makes about $7 a year right now.
He bought them at $45.88. That's five shares times $45. You do the math, listeners. I certainly don't want to.
I'm out of school. I don't want
that to. That being said, I spent $700 recently on a trip to California and probably spend way more. Yeah, that's just airfare.
Did you go yourself? Or like?
Yeah, I'm going by myself. Nice. I'm staying with friends in LA. Then I'm going to San Francisco, staying with family.
That's amazing.
Then I'm going to Boulder, Colorado and staying with friends. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. I feel like the amount of money I spend on Uber will quickly raise that to over 1,000.
Yeah, 100%.
That and Disneyland tickets.
Ooh, Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love Disneyland?
Mr. Lazaro loves Disneyland.
Mr. Lazaro loves Disneyland?
Yeah, he has stock in it.
That's actually really interesting. I wonder what, let's check Disneyland stock. Also, I just want to say, what happened on April 19th that caused Coca-Cola stock to drop 3 points? I'm really interested, actually.
The Great Coca-Cola Depression of 98.
I mean, I guess, or of April 18th, 2016.
Same thing.
Yeah, that's actually a good choice. I would love to open up a can of refreshing Coca-Cola right now.
You also got paid for that.
I might have gotten paid for that. Anthony Lachesi, we'll talk later. Disneyland stock, or I think it's just, I don't think you can buy stock in Disneyland. I think you can just buy like Disney stock. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, no,
at
$97.53
a share. Look at that.
Yeah, he bought that a while ago though.
Mm.
Like when it was very, very cheap.
Yeah. Back in 1952, before the park even opened, he knew it was gonna be great. He's like, this is gonna be big. Yeah, I can imagine. That seems like a Lazaro thing to do.
Yeah.
So how was all that senior stuff? I feel like there's always, like at the end of school, there's always like this crazy amount of stuff.
Yeah, it went by fast.
Yeah, they shut down our senior prank though.
What was your senior prank?
So quickly.
I mean, it was kind of last minute. It wasn't really that great.
Yeah, but like we just wanted to go out in the parking lot at 2 o'clock and have like a little beach party of our own, but they didn't let that happen. They started writing people up.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Administrators came like busting through doors, and they were like, "All right, anyone who tries to leave, you'll get your senior privilege taken away, written off, detention." Yeah,
yeah. What's senior privilege?
Like the barbecue, prom,
breakfast, graduation.
Yeah, that's they went hard on it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I guess you can't have 1,000 people leaving, although
it's like 300.
So, did this happen to you guys this year? Because last year, a bunch of people who I won't name would just like for lunch just leave the building. Without permission, just get in their cars and like go to like Medford Deli or like go to Chipotle and like come or Tenoch. A lot of people went to Tenoch and like come back and eat their food next period.
I don't think that happened.
I haven't heard of it.
Like I knew a lot of people that did that. Like, I didn't. I really wish I had. But and then I know someone who like immediately like got in their car and then Officer
Mazeka
was right there and was just like. Get back inside.
He sits in the parking lot every morning now and just patrols.
Really?
Yeah, he tells you where to park. He's like, move over like 2 inches.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually pretty helpful, though.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably really helpful. Although when I drove to school, like I was pretty much consistently late by 3 minutes every day last year. Just 100%. Because I had a certain teacher for homeroom who didn't care. That will remain nameless. Senior pranks. We didn't do one because they told us not to. And we all really like to comply. But the one that I came up with that I really would have done. Did I tell you guys this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say it again anyway. I'll try to do an abridged version. So imagine from the perspective of a assistant principal in this school, right? Okay. Like you walk into the school, right? And like the senior hallway, like you walk in and the senior hallway is just covered, like floor to ceiling, in like a bunch of balloons and like streamers, like posters, right? Just like hundreds of balloons, right? And they're like, oh, okay, that's their prank. Like they snuck into the school, they decorated, whatever. Like it's over now. It's cute. It's harmless. It's fine. Until the first balloon pops and a bunch of condoms spill out. And then other people start noticing this and popping balloons. And then suddenly the entire floor is filled with 1,000 bulk condoms that we bought for $200 off of Amazon, which does exist. I have a spreadsheet pricing out how to get the most amount of condoms for the least price. I think the unit price on those was 18 cents.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, this is off Amazon?
This is off Amazon. You can buy anything on Amazon in bulk. that's what I realized. And we had like a whole plan. Like I mapped out a route to get into the school while going by the least amount of security cameras possible. Like we got really far with this, and then we just decided against it at the end.
Yeah. I like the gorilla one you came up with.
Oh man, do you want to talk about that one?
So, I mean, this could never happen.
It could
in
never
a public
happen
school anyway,
especially not today.
Yeah, especially not today. But it's a funny idea to still talk about. So one day Zach comes up and he's like, "All right, guys, senior prank idea." Because you have to imagine this from the perspective of someone not in the senior class. So anyone else in the school, you're sitting in your class and, you know, you're doing whatever. And all of a sudden someone gets over the loud announcements and it's like, attention Medford High, we are now going into a lockdown. This is a lockdown zone. Everyone, we're going into a lockdown.
Like shelter in place, you know.
Yeah. So everyone goes, oh, okay, they turn off the lights, close the door, lock the door, everyone gets in the corner, and, like, during these, you know, people usually like to, like, peer out the window to see, like, oh, man, what's going on, you know, and so as they're all just wondering, what is up, what is going on, you see one lone banana run by, so it's someone in a banana costume going, like, ah, by your window, and then you see a pack of people in gorilla costumes and a radio making chimpanzee noises and gorilla noises, like, wah, running by, chasing after said banana, banging on the doors and windows. It was just this chaotic scene. It was like, that was the lockdown? A pack of gorillas got in the school? It was like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
It would be absolutely amazing until the first kid gets shot, you know, like until that happens, and you know that that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't know when that would like stop. Like, I guess like you would just go through every single hallway, you know. Oh man, that's perfect. I forget who came up with that one. I didn't come up with that one.
I feel like it was Darren.
It was probably Darren, or I feel like it might have been Gus. Like, I don't even know. Really, really special stuff. The senior pranks are always interesting. Someone wanted to do the cups of water thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's like...
I feel like that's very tedious to set up.
It's tedious, and it's like kind of lame, you know?
There's always the... you get like three animals and you paint like 1, 2, and 4 on them.
Yeah.
So everyone's looking for the third.
For the third, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like everyone knows that though. So like,
I feel like some people know, but like it's still like, oh man, like what if they
actually,
like, it's
all
paranoia.
Senior prank idea, you actually do get 4.
You do get 4.
And then you hide the third one somewhere else and you let them go later when everyone's like, oh, that was the point. It's 1, 2, and 4, guys. There is no third. And then you let the third one out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he runs wild.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or you do like 1, 1, 2, 4, and then like they're like, oh, okay, guys, yeah, there's no third one. You're like, wait, but where's the fifth one? Like, no, we're not joking. Like,
we didn't paint
we
a
had
three.
We had
a
4 goats.
Yeah.
Like, there is a fourth goat somewhere, you know? Like, it's the paranoia that really makes that one the kicker.
Yeah, definitely. That is funny.
Yeah. So parting words before we got 5 minutes left. We got some time.
Didn't we have another guest at the door?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we
did. Wow, he's been waiting for a while.
Oh, man.
I can't believe I'm sorry, dude.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. Wait.
Just walking over to the door.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, and okay. His people are getting ready.
Joe, could you unlock the door for him, please?
Give me 1 second, guys.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, yep. Hold on there.
There he is.
Oh, okay, cool. He's getting. Yeah, they're getting the mic ready. Okay.
Can I get you anything?
Hello, sir.
20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to hear about your endorsement of Hillary Clinton yesterday. God, he knows how to speak. maybe that was the music track in the background, but I was like overcome with patriotism while listening to that. I was like, man, like we're helping people with disabilities, aren't we? Like we're great. Just struck with that level of patriotism. All right, so parting. Thank you for reminding me of that about that guest. I really didn't want to keep him. And there he goes, just walking down.
Bye, Mr. Obama.
Yes, President President Obama. President. He's got 8 months left.
Sorry.
Before he's Mr. So any last words before I put on one final song not picked yet? So.
Have fun in school.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Have fun in school.
Just want to say thank you, Zach, for this.
Thank you, Zach. This is great.
You guys don't need to do that. Listening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. I've been Zach,
Sean Freeman,
Tiger Chin,
and Joseph Aguito.
Awesome, and we'll see you. I'm actually not going to be here next week because I'm going to be in California, and I'm also not going to be here the week after that because
so we'll see
I'm
you guys
be in
next
California,
Friday.
So they'll see you guys next Friday. Bye bye.